Good morning to each and every listener of the broadcast. I'm so happy to be coming your way once again with a short message, and I hope that it will be profitable for every listener. It's a wonderful thing to get salvation and to be saved, but it's also a very important thing to keep saved and to keep salvation. In other words, we need keeping grace and keeping saved day by day. In fact, this charge that the Apostle Paul gave to Timothy, he said, "Oh, Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust," 1 Timothy 6:20. So it's important for us to keep our salvation at all times and not give it up. If everyone who's ever been saved would just keep saved, then that would be wonderful. But think how many have given up and gone back on the Lord after having made a start for Him. But listen to this very, very encouraging scripture from the 8th chapter of Romans, beginning with verse 35. "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Isn't that wonderful to know that there's nothing which can separate us from the Lord if we will just keep our hand in His and keep steady? In fact, this poem, listen, "Keep steady. Keep steady, young man, keep steady. Nor waver when put to the test. When Satan assails, be ready. Defeat him by doing your best. With plausible words he advances. With cunning he strengthens his chances. He does all his planning with care. He's wily and wicked, beware. Resist all his sly approaches. Yield never an inch to the foe. Whenever that foe encroaches, resort to a resolute no. With flattery, cunning he plies you. With sympathy, artful he tries you. His wiles he keeps well out of sight. He comes as an angel of light. Let truth be your watchword ever. Let right be the law of your life. With these for your guide, you never will suffer defeat in the strife. Give battle to vices that tempt you. Your virtues can never exempt you. Temptations will come, but be strong. Give battle to all that is wrong." Oh, dear friends, if you have ever once tasted of the Lord and have been saved, by all means, hold on to it, regardless of whatever else may come in your life. This is such an important thing to know how to keep salvation. It's a wonderful thing to obtain it and get this experience, but what profit is it unless we keep it? Now, present salvation is what's needed, and that's what we should have on hands at all times to keep it. Such an experience, if we have it, we don't need to bother about the future, neither about the past, as long as the present is all right. While salvation is a wonderful experience and one to be enjoyed in this life as well as in the life to come, yet one doesn't need to expect that he's going to go to heaven on flowery beds of ease without having some real spiritual tests and battles with the adversary of his soul. This is where a great many fail to keep this experience that they have obtained. They too often fail to count the cost or think if they can only get rid of the wages of sin, you know, the wages of sin is death, and they think, well, if I can get rid of that, then it'll be smooth sailing all the rest of the way without any battles, and they can keep the victory. Well, that's not necessarily the case. But what one needs to do is this, to sit down and count the cost for living salvation just as much as for getting it, the same as a wise man would consider the cost of building a house. But then he needs to know, am I going to be able to live in that house after I get it built? As long as we live in this sin-cursed world, we may expect to be buffeted more or less for Christ's sake as long as we are endeavoring to do the will of God. Because Jesus said that if they persecuted him, they would persecute you or us also. And he prayed for his disciples and said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil of the world. That's in John 17:15. It's possible for us to be placed right in the midst of wickedness, where the people are desperately wicked on every side, but where little else is heard but cursing and blasphemy, and at the same time to be kept from all the evil and our souls filled with the love and the glory of God. Isn't that wonderful? But we must keep it. God's walls round about us are salvation, and as long as we keep hid away in the secret of his presence, no evil can touch us. It is impossible for the devil or any of his hosts to make his way through the presence of God to injure our souls. And it is possible for us to keep so hid away in his presence that that wicked one will not touch us. But the great question with so many is, how can we reach that point? This is very easily answered when we become entirely submissive to the will of God. And if we're just found always trusting in him for all things, and with a sweet communion between us and our God, and instead of trying to do all the keeping, we do the trusting and let God do the keeping, we will find it easy that way, really, and not as difficult as one might think. The little child that's under the mother's watchful care does not trouble about how it's going to be kept, but has that implicit trust in the mother's ability for keeping that there's no worry whatever. When anything is needed, it knows just whom to ask and where to go in time of need. So it is with us. If we put our whole trust in the Lord without a fear or doubt about his keeping and then obey his voice, there will be no trouble about keeping safe. You can keep safe, and there is power for you. When the enemy comes, although he may come in like a flood against our soul, yet we read the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. And we can keep hid away in the Lord, for he is our refuge to those, everyone who put their trust in him. But it requires obedience, and we will have to give heed to what he says. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. John 14:23. Yes, here he says he will make his abode with us. And as long as he is abiding or living with us, dwelling in our hearts, what need we fear? Because that he says when the enemy comes and his spirit is dwelling within, his spirit lifts up a standard against the enemy. We're not only to read the word, but we are to do what it teaches. Listen, whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So that means really keeping salvation and keeping the Word of God. But there are certain things that sometimes are a hindrance to persons in fulfilling the whole law of God when they are really not aware of it until their attention is called in some way to this fact. If people began to do things that are not just exactly what they should be, the Spirit of the Lord often reproves them for it. If the reproof is not heeded, it may be repeated, perhaps with a chastisement of some kind. And if then this reproof isn't heeded, the whole thing would lead to a conscience seared, and a person becomes hardened. And in fact, we're just on dangerous ground when we follow a road like that. After a while, you might get to the point where you really don't realize the voice of God when He does talk to you. And then folks lose the grace of God out of their souls because they're not being kept by the power of God, and they're not keeping the commandments of the Lord. So there are many things that we need to give heed to in order if we're going to keep salvation. Many people who have had a real bright experience of salvation have become lean in their souls and found themselves losing power with God almost daily and are unable to do just what they should to please the Lord. And the Lord is faithful to reveal to them His will and deal with them over and over again. But we cannot always resist that and expect to have a good experience in our heart. Now, the word says, if any man among you seemeth to be religious, bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world, James 1:26-27. There's much more in those two verses than most people might consider. James says that the tongue is a very unruly member, and no man can tame it, but there is a way of having it tamed. Some claim to have a very hard time getting their tongue consecrated, but if their heart is properly consecrated, there will not be so much trouble with the tongue. Oh, dear ones, it's important for us to live this plan of salvation day after day and keep it. Some people let salvation just leak out. So we don't want that to be the case with us or those who've started out for the Lord. With the grace of God, we can keep submission to His will and keep it. There are some who can fulfill parts of the Scriptures, but they don't want to take all of it. So just like this verse there that I gave you about visiting the fatherless and widows, some people think, well, this is important, but it also says to keep unspotted from the world. Now, that's just as important as the other is. So if we're going to keep salvation, it's going to be important for us to keep that too. I think about what the Apostle Paul said when he came right down to the end of the journey of life. He said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. 2 Timothy 4:6-8. Our Father, bless the message to the good of every listener, and reveal Thy will to each one. Comfort and bless, and we'll surely give You the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.